Local art museum Kaneko is opening their newest exhibit on May 1st, Jesters. Jesters is an exhibit that showcases the work of Seattle sculptor Peter Millett. Millett creates different forms and structures through woodwork and metalwork, as well as experiments with the core principles of sculpting through his discovery of new ways to manipulate shapes, colors, and textures in all of his pieces and works.
And I always go for the unexpected, something that it's always about discovery. And it's that's what keeps me going, you know, just coming up with things I never would have expected. The selection they made, I think, was a really good representation of what my work. And so I'm real pleased with the body of work that came to the show. And I think all the pieces complement each other in one way or another.
Millett, in partnership with the Kaneko, has worked to display his full range of work, giving audiences a glimpse into some of his greatest sculptures.
10 wood pieces, and then we've got about 15 or 16 metal works. And I think what's interesting is you can see the connection between some of the forms and shapes I've done in wood and then how they have also been translated into metal. The forms that I work with are very simple geometric forms, and then there's the grinding of the welds and the cleaning up. Some pieces I've worked with Corten steel, which is a wonderful steel, and I let it weather and rust, and that becomes the final finish. And in some of these pieces, I've also done some powder coating, where I've been able to introduce color and a whole different surface. I'm constantly looking for new ways to approach these same simple shapes.
Contrast, discovery, and experimentation are themes that sprout from these pieces that Millett has made throughout the years, each of which exudes a quality of uniqueness to each one.
What we have here is, it's really kind of a retrospective. So it traces, I think there's pieces in there that are 30 or 40 years old. What's going on in the exhibit is, I think there are certain themes you see that kind of run through the work. There are kind of two main bodies of work, and one is the kind of real angular ones that are all sort of flat, planar works. And then there are some that I've made out of round, cylindrical pipe. Those are kind of almost more female forms. And so I have a kind of male-female dynamic going on within the work. I mean, there's nothing graphic at all about that, but I just think those are powerful forces that are, you know, drive a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
With Omaha being a vibrant hub of art, Millett's exhibit furthermore adds to the depth and variety of art seen within the area.
I think of the artwork as a sort of visual music, melodies without words. And if they can get into the rhythms that I create and the harmonics of the shapes and the colors and the forms, I think it's best described in terms of how one approaches music and listens to music.
The Kaneko will be holding an opening reception May 1st for Peter Millett, and his Jesters exhibit will be showing until September 6th. More information can be found at thekaneko.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.